How firm a foundation, ye saints of the Lord, he is laid for your faith in his excellent word. What more can he say than to you he has said, you who unto Jesus for refuge have fled?
Hello and welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm glad you tuned in again this time. We're picking up our study here in Luke chapter 8. Luke chapter 8, verse number 1, the scripture says, "And it came to pass afterward that he went throughout every city and village, preaching and showing the glad tidings of the kingdom of God. And the 12 were with him. And certain women, which had been healed of evil spirits and infirmities, Mary called Magdalene, out of whom went 7 devils, and Joanna, the wife of Cusa, Herod's steward, and Susanna, and many others, which ministered unto him of their substance." And so our Lord is going out, as he said earlier, he's going to go out and preach. He's going to go to other cities also, as he says in the Gospel of Mark and elsewhere in the Gospels. He's going out to preach the gospel of the kingdom of God, the glad tidings of the kingdom of God. And glad tidings they are. I tell you what, I'm thankful to be a U.S. citizen. I'm thankful to be born in this day. And we have some troublesome times. As it is with mankind, there's always troublesome times. We got some troublesome times in our generation, in our day. And the one that has the answer is the Lord. And the Lord Jesus is always the answer to all of our problems. But you know what? I'm thankful for being a citizen of the kingdom of God. Our Lord's kingdom supersedes all kingdoms. Our Lord's kingdom encompasses all kingdoms. And understand that the nation of the United States of America is found within the kingdom of God. Everything that there is his kingdom. He's got the third heaven. No kingdom on this earth has ever had the third heaven. But he in his kingdom is the third heaven. In his kingdom is this place called hell. Understand, hell is not the wicked stomping ground of Satan. Satan is not God's agent to torment sinners in hell. But the lake of fire, rather, is prepared for the devil and his angels, Scripture tells us. And it is the place of God's righteous judgment and indignation. And so, I'm glad to be a citizen of the kingdom of God. And praise the Lord for these glad tidings that our Lord preached and did show unto us. He says the apostles are there with him, along with Mary Magdalene. And she, being a child of God, being a sheep that the Lord would call and save, she had been possessed by devils. That's an interesting thing, that even though she's one of the elect, the Lord allowed her to be possessed. And then the Lord threw those devils out, never to return again. Also, Joanna there, the wife of Cusa, which is Herod's steward, and then Susanna. These women, along with others, they ministered to the Lord of their substance. So they gave of their money and their wherewithal to the ministry and support of our Lord. And that's the way it's to be. We who are saved and members of the Lord's churches in our day, that's the context where we live, we should support the work. That's just bottom line. It's the way that it is. We shouldn't look to the world to do so. And our Lord's going to give a parable here. It's one of my favorite parables. All of them are just wonderful. But this one is really a blessing. It gives us understanding of the way things work. It gives us understanding about how we do need the Lord. It gives us understanding of how the Lord works and our case. And when much people were gathered together, verse 4 of Luke 8, and were come to him out of every city, he spake by a parable. A sower went out to sow his seed. And as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and it was trodden down, and the fowls of the air devoured it. Some fell upon a rock, and as soon as it was sprung up, it withered away, because it lacked moisture. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up and with it and choked it. And other fell on good ground, and sprang up and bare fruit an hundredfold. And when he had said these things, he cried, "He that hath ears to hear, let him hear." So the Lord lays this out about these types of soil. He lays this out and tells us about a sower with some seed. And I see in my mind's eye, I see this sower, and in my mind's eye about this, you've got this prepared field, this little plot of ground here that the sower's wanting to cover. And see, he wants to make sure that he gets every bit of that good prepared soil covered. And if you will, join me in your mind's eye. Over here on the left side is the road. This is where folks come and go and how the man himself got to his field. There's a road that's there, and it's all packed down from the horses and from the wagon wheels and that. It's been traveled for many, many years. Maybe it's got some chat on it. And it's hard. It's all packed down real good. And then back down here at the end of the field, I see this place where there's the rocks that have been taken out of the field. They've been piled up down there, just right off the road, but they've been all piled up down there. As they ran onto a rock, they take it over there to the rock pile and pile it up. And then there's a place down there beside the rock pile that just never had been cleared out, and it's where the brush grows, thorns and briars and all that kind of thing. And it's just the way it is, the way it's laid out there, square in the field, squared off on the end. And this sower goes out and sows. He sows that seed, and you know, he's not careful about sowing the seed because he wants all the good ground to be covered. And so what happens is some of the seed goes over there on the road. And the horses come by, and they tromp it and break it up, and wagons come by, and they grind it up and that, and next thing you know, the birds come down there and they pick up that seed. Down here on the end, there's some of it that falls in between those rocks, you know, and as the season goes on, at the beginning, when there's good rain and that first rain and all that, you'll see it sprouting up in there. You know, it might be a little clump of dirt up there on the rocks and seed land there and things will spring up. Over here in the briars, the plant starts. But we all know with the brush and the briars and everything, they just grow furiously and they just overtake it and choke it out. But over here in the good field, the prepared ground, it springs up and it's a beautiful crop. Some plants bring more than some others. Maybe over here in this part of the field where it's a little bit more clay or drier for some reason, it doesn't bring forth as much, but over here in another place, over here closer to the creek, if you will, maybe it just really brings forth good. But all of it brings forth. And the Lord said, "If you got ears to hear this, hear it." And his disciples asked him, saying, "What do you mean by this? What might this parable be?" And he said, "Unto you it is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, but to others in parables, for the purpose that seeing they might not see, and hearing they might not understand." So the Lord tells them, he says there's some mysteries, some things not readily understood or known, and these are given to you. But to the rest of the people, it's given in parables, for the purpose that they might have it right there in front of them, and be told the truth, but not get it. What a blessing it is to be privy and have access to the Word of God, that we might have the knowledge of these mysteries. Now, the parable is this. The seed is the Word of God. He says that's what it really is the Word of God. Those by the wayside over here on the hard-packed road are they which hear. Then cometh the devil and taketh away the word out of their hearts, lest they should believe and be saved. Yeah, that happens. The word of God goes out and it goes into their hearts. But Satan is able in their case to take it away. That's what Satan is shown by the birds. They come and they gobble it up and take it away. Nothing grows. There's just death. The seed doesn't sprout. And there's no fruit, no future. And they on the rock, down here at the rock pile at the end of the field, are they which, when they hear, receive the word with joy, and these have no root, which for a while believe, and time of temptation fall away. There's no taproot of faith in the Lord. You know, they're glad for the message. The word of God really seems good, and it's a good message, but it just doesn't last. It just really isn't filling. Understand, they're not saved. They have a surface faith, like those in John chapter 8, that they're excited about the message, but they really don't see their sin and their need. They're excited for there to be a Savior, but it's just too hard. Just too hard. And they go, and so it says here, they receive the word with joy, but they have no root. And they for a while believe, but it's not a faith into salvation. And then when there's pressure, they fall away. And that which fell among the thorns, it says there in verse number 14, are they which when they have heard go forth and are choked with the cares and riches and pleasures of this life and bring no fruit to perfection. So they grow, they're maybe over there in the ground, but they get all choked up with life. Life becomes the obsession. All about life, money, taking care of your family, you know, we got things that we got to do, we got to work, but that becomes the greater thing. And they just don't bring any fruit forth. They're not saved either. It was exciting and it seemed good for a while, but they just had not received Christ. They were happy about it and everything, but man, life is just so all consuming. You got to live life, they say. You can't. They just never find any time. No fruit, no life in them. But that on the good ground, verse 15, are they, listen, which in an honest and good heart, having heard the word, keep it. They believe and bring forth fruit with patience. They produce. They live for the Lord. They love the word of the Lord. They are changed by the word of the Lord. And they bring forth fruit. How about you? What kind of ground are you? And we who are saved, may this first type of ground, but the first type of ground where Satan comes and takes the word out of their heart, may we be sowing that word continually. As Satan takes it out, may we throw it back in there. Peradventure, our Lord will start tilling up that old, hard, stony, rocky road, rocky ground, and cause that seed to grow. Well, see, our time has passed for now. May our Lord bless you with the good word and truth of his gospel. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn on to State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you'll find our church house on the right, just beside Whipple Reel Creek. We are interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954. By email at obchurch@gmail.com.
or on the web at www.almstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next time for another edition of the Almsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.